UW creative writing professor Brad Watson is out with a new novel called Miss Jane. The book was longlisted for this year's National Book Award. As he tells Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Jones, Miss Jane is about a woman living in rural Mississippi in the early 1900s with a rare congenital disorder that renders her incontinent and unable to reproduce.
Miss Jane is a character who was inspired by your great aunt.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if you could talk a little bit about that. What about your great aunt was intriguing to you?
That she had a secret. She visited my grandmother's house on Sunday when we were all gathered there, and she was really old. And I was really young, so she looked really old. And she was wearing all black, and she seemed frail, and she was helped from the car into the house. And someone said, "That's Aunt Jane." And the idea was, so something is wrong with her, but we didn't know what. And then I saw a photograph of her when she was a teenager or a young woman that to me looked like she was flirting with whoever took the picture. And I asked my mom, I didn't know who it was. I said, "Who's that?" She said, "It's Aunt Jane." And I said, "Looks like she's flirting with the photographer." And that's when my mom told me that she was popular with the boys and she used to go to dances in the community up where she grew up. I said, "How did she manage that, you know, if she had this problem with incontinence?" She said, "I don't know." I got to thinking about how she might have pulled that off. And also, I got to thinking about her as someone who wanted a normal, so to speak, life, you know, who liked boys, who wished she could have had a conventional romantic life. And if she had sort of made a foray into that when she was a teenager at these dances, then at some point, I suppose she would have had to pull back and to face the fact that there was nothing apparently to do about correcting her condition. And so that suggested potential heartbreak.
You've said this is the hardest book you've ever written. Why is that?
It was. First of all, I mean, you know, I've never written a character, I think, at least in depth, who was quite so different, so far removed from my own experience, you know. I also realized that I could not write her story or imagine her story if I didn't figure out a plausible medical condition for her, because that would have defined so much of her daily life as well as the arc of her entire life. So I had to figure out what made sense in terms of the story, and I wanted that to sort of match something that made sense for my aunt as well. It turns out that she was a much bigger mystery than I thought, and her secret was deeper. It was just a hard world to understand.
It seems as though another challenge for you would be that this is based on a real person, and how do you separate a real person's lived experience and your responsibility to that from a fictional woman?
Yeah, you know, that actually, I think that was a psychological impediment. I had to let go of what I didn't know about my aunt in order to make up, you know, to imagine what I could about the person in the book.
Jane, her affliction seems to biologically affect only females, right?
This condition, as I understand it from my reading, happens only in females.
But it also seems as though in her particular time and place, it's something that would, I don't know, perhaps affect a woman in a very different way than it might affect a man. And I wondered how very different this book would be if something like that happened to a man, if Jane were a man.
Yeah, I think it would have been hard on anyone, but, you know, it was a lot more, acceptable or even common maybe for men not to marry. You know, that's probably not a good thing for a woman who did not have a lot of ways in which to make a living.
There's a bunch of themes in this novel. You explored solitude and the trappings of sex without the actual physical act and how reproduction forms or doesn't form gender. And I wondered, what was the most interesting for you to explore? What were you most interested in of all of these things that the book is exploring?
I was very interested in how she might deal with isolation, physical and social and psychological, really. How she would find a way to be content, if possible, which I think she does in the book. I was interested in the fact that this condition involves a woman who basically has her entire female anatomy, urogenital makeup, and yet there is no access to it. So you are a fully sexual person with no access to the conventional expression of that sexuality.
It feels to me like this novel falls into a very Southern literary tradition. Do you feel that way? And what kind of literary traditions influenced you in writing it?
The rural novel, but I don't see that as being entirely Southern. More than being influenced, I think, by some sort of Southern tradition, some self-consciously working in a Southern tradition. I was working more in the tradition of novels about people whose lives are set apart in ways beyond their control from the rest of society, and have to find ways to carve out their own way of living a dignified life.